talked last week about how some companies, some hiring managers, are asking job applicants for their login names and passwords to Facebook and other social media sites. For example, in the town of Bozeman, Montana, they used to do this. They have since stopped. Last week, we spoke to Chris Kukulski, the Bozeman city manager. He explained why they had instituted that policy.
We believe that social media was just one of several indicators of who this individual was and were they representing themselves as who they were in looking to get into law enforcement.
But Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal and New York Senator Charles Schumer wrote to the Department of Justice and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission asking for a federal investigation into whether a practice like that is illegal. And if it's not, they hope to have it banned. Senator Richard Blumenthal joins us from his home in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us, Senator.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Of all the many issues out there that you could take action on, why this one?
This one really raises fundamental issues of privacy. It is an important precedent in a time when people are really struggling for employment. There is nothing voluntary about this request for passwords or login information, and we may need to update our laws to explicitly prohibit intrusions into privacy, much as we would if somebody asked for the keys to your home and started rummaging through files and drawers and medicine cabinets and diaries and other possessions. So I think there's a real need to confront invasions of privacy online just as in people's homes.
However, I mean, to a certain extent, much of what you put on a social media site is public. I wanted you to take a listen to this comment from a career coach. This is Chandley Bryan, and this is her response.
We live in a world of increased transparency, both for job seekers and companies. Job seekers are increasingly being found by companies for jobs online. In fact, a recent Microsoft study found that 85% of employers said that a positive impression online actually increased a candidate's chance of hire.
So isn't somebody already giving away some of that privacy by posting it online?
Certainly, anybody who posts information publicly has to regard that information as fair game. And a lot of young people think of their communications online as completely private when, in fact, it may be in a public forum. But what is in a limited profile, what is safeguarded by people, and the whole purpose of the password is to safeguard it, really is tremendously important. And when an employer gets this information, like a password, it is compromised forever. And a lot of the information can be breached. We know that big companies have had improper disclosures of information, releases and breaches that have threatened people with identity theft. And finally, there's a real threat of discrimination based on characteristics like gender, race, religion, if an employer is rummaging through private, and that's the key word, private files that are online. Not everything online has to be completely public. People deserve privacy.
Senator Richard Blumenthal is speaking with us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about the practice by some companies of asking job applicants to reveal their Facebook pages, even hand over their login names and their passwords. And I understand that if a federal investigation decides that this is not an illegal practice, you would hope to have it banned. Why is that?
We are beginning to draft legislation that will explicitly address the issue of whether this kind of request or demand for information, it really is a demand, it's coercive, there's nothing voluntary about it when somebody is applying for a job, violates existing law. There are two statutes on the books right now, but they were written largely before this problem arose. In fact, the Stored Communication Act was written in 1986. Mark Zuckerberg was 2 years old at the time, and the Internet was barely used as it is now. So the question is whether it is banned now, and if not, how the statutes should be drawn to make exceptions for the kind of instance you mentioned earlier in your program. If somebody's involved in law enforcement, applying for a job on a police department or the FBI, or the National Security Agency, if someone is applying to be in a secure or classified program as a defense contractor, that person has to really expect a different level of investigation into his or her background. The expectation of privacy is different. So So there are needs that need to be addressed. It's a national problem. It should be addressed on a national level rather than state by state, as now seems to be happening. And my hope is it will be completely bipartisan. There's nothing partisan about privacy.
Good luck with that. But Senator Blumenthal, let me ask you, I mean, Facebook says this type of practice is against their terms of use. And certainly a job applicant can refuse to do it, right? They can get up and walk out. Why do we need a ban on it?
Well, first of all, in a tough economy, very few people are going to simply just walk out of an interview. It is inherently coercive when a prospective employer asks a job applicant for the password, you know, what do you have to hide? Second, so far as Facebook's terms of service, by the way, Facebook deserves praise for issuing a very strong and constructive warning last week about the dangers of employers asking for passwords and its implicit disapproval of that practice. The terms of service are not enforceable. They do not give rise to a rule that can be enforced by either the Department of Justice or an individual if he or she is harmed by it. If that person is asked for information, the terms of service really do not provide the kind of protection that I believe is important. And Senator Schumer, who joined me, who's demonstrated great leadership in this area, and others in the Congress, and I really do think it will be bipartisan, I think will join this effort.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, thanks for joining us. Senator, do you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page, and I enjoy it. We get great comments from it, and I'm very, very grateful for the people who participate.
And since you're in a high-security position, you assume everyone's looked at everything on there, right?
My life is an open book, I'll tell you. I learned that long ago. There are no secrets in my line of work.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.